Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in a reading, a poem, a story, or maybe just a comment by me, and I call those things Wombats. That's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I don't have a real wombat tonight, but I do plan to talk a little bit about a book I read. So that ought to be counted as a wombat. Now, I only play songs I love, and I do love some songs more than others. It would be very difficult for me to pick a top 10, but I do often say, this is one of my favorites. And that means it's in the top 10. And tonight, I'm playing one of those. The first song is Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks, she wrote this, she sings the lead, and it's definitely in my top 10. So I bring you Landslide by Stevie Nicks.
Took my love and took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
Landslide by Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac. Next up is a song by Merle Haggard from 1968. Merle Haggard's a country singer and kind of a rough and ready guy. And this song is somewhat autobiographical. In the song, he turns 21 in prison and life without parole. Now, Merle Haggard did go to prison, but he never had life without parole. But the fact is, apparently his mother did try to keep him from his wayward ways without great success, it seemed at the time. And so there is a little bit of truth in here. But it's a great song. It actually became the cornerstone of Merle Haggard's career. So this is Merle Haggard singing Mama Tried.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. A one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
That was Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. Well, next is one of the more poignant songs I've ever heard. It's by Eric Boggle, who's a Scotsman raised in Australia, and it's the story of the Australians in the First World War, at the Battle of Gallipoli, and they got slaughtered. It was a bad fight, and so this takes off from there, and it's based on the 1895 song Waltzing Matilda by the Australian poet Banjo Paterson. However, this one takes a little different twist, and as far as any war songs go, I don't think I've ever heard one that says it better. So this is, and the band played Waltzing Matilda by Eric Boggle.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was whitened, he'd primed himself well. He showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda. When we stopped to bury our slain, we buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying. For I'll go no more waltzing Matilda. All around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve, to mourn and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. Oh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Oh, come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me by Eric Boggle. I spent the last week in Williamstown, Massachusetts with my son, Matthew, and his family. And one day we were having a conversation and I was commenting on all the things I was hoping to get done and trying to do. And Matt suggested a song that I might like. And so I looked it up and I did like it. And it's for you too. Surely you have occasional thoughts that you should be doing more, or that whatever you're doing isn't the thing you should be doing most. And this song by Cheryl Wheeler captures that very well. She's a well-known folk musician, writes her own music a lot, also does a lot of covers, has traveled and performed broadly. And this song, I think, catches her sense of humor and also speaks to us.
Anyway, so this song is about being guilty, but it's just got way too many words in it, and I feel guilty, actually, about that. I'm unworthy. No matter what I'm doing, I should certainly be doing something else. And it's selfish to be thinking I'm unworthy. All this me, 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 self, 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 self. If I'm talking on the phone, I should be working on the lawn, which looks disgraceful from the things I haven't done. If I'm working on the lawn, I should be concentrating on those magazines inside, since I have not read one. I should learn how to meditate and sew and bake and dance and paint and sail and make gazpacho. I should turn my attention to repairing all those 40-year-old socks there in that bureau. I should let someone teach me to run windows and learn French that I can read and write and speak. I should get life in prison for how I treated my parents from third grade until last week. And I should spend more time playing with my dog and much less money on this needless junk I buy. And I should send correspondence back to everyone who's written, phoned, or faxed since junior high. I should sit with a therapist until I understand the way I felt back in my mind. I should quit smoking, drinking, eating, thinking, sleeping, watching TV, writing stupid songs. And I should be less impatient when the line just takes forever because the two cashiers are talking. And I should see what it's like to get up really early, rain or shine, and spend 3 hours walking. I should know CPR and deep massage and Braille and sign language and how to change my oil. I should go where the situation's desperate and build and paint and trudge and tote and toil. I should chant in impossible positions till my legs appear to not have any bone. And I should rant at the cops and politicians and the corporations in indignant tone. I should save lots of money to leave Audubon plus all the rocks and animals and plants. I should pray possibilities for plotting plums of problems, probably blossoms plausibly from blah 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 blah. I'm unworthy.
That was Unworthy by Cheryl Wheeler. And I think that's a neat song. I identify so strongly with all those things she thinks she should be doing and isn't doing. Don't we all? Well, I can't speak for you, but perhaps you do. We'll see. Well, next up is Making Love Out of Nothing at All from 1983. It's by an Australian group called Air Supply. And they the song was written by a man who also wrote Total Eclipse of the Heart, which Bonnie Tyler made into a hit. And Air Supply made this into a hit. And the only reason why it didn't get to be number one in the hit parade was that the same author's song was number one. The Total Eclipse of the Heart was number one. So this got up to number two in 1983. But it's a great song, and it's a love song. And this Australian group, Air Supply, does a wonderful rendition.
I know just how to whisper, and I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers, and I know just how to lie. I know just how to fake it, and I know just how to scheme. I know just when to face the truth, and then I know just when to dream. And I know just where to touch you, and I know just what to prove. I know when to pull you closer, and I know when to let you loose. And I know the night is fading, and I know the time's gonna fly. And I'm never gonna tell you everything I gotta tell you, but I know I gotta give it a try. And I know the roads to riches, and I know the ways to fame. I know all the rules, and then I know how to break them, and I always know the name of the game. But I don't know how to leave you, and I'll never let you fall. And I don't know how you do it, making love out of nothing at all. 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 Out of nothing at all.
That was Making Love Out of Nothing at All by Air Supply. Well, next up is The Church on Cumberland Road. This is down-home kind of music, country music, country rock. It's by a group called Shenandoah that formed in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. For some reason, Muscle Shoals, Alabama keeps popping up in my life. Can't be a very big place. Had a friend that moved there after we were in the Army together. Anyway, Shenandoah formed there, and this is their first big hit, their first song to go to number one, The Church on Cumberland Road, and it was followed by two more number one hits. So this was the beginning of a very successful run for a group called Shenandoah.
Just about a mile off of 109, there's a little church sitting back in the pines. I promised that girl she was gonna be mine. I wouldn't be surprised if she was standing there crying. Oh, oh, I didn't know a burnout Ford could go so slow. Oh, oh, you got to put your foot down on the floor. Yeah, we've been rocking all night, but don't you know, you got to get me to the church on the Cumberland Road.
That was The Church on Cumberland Road by Shenandoah. And I hope he made it to his wedding. Well, it's break time. Time to say who we are, what we're doing, and throw my little wombat in. It's, let's see, you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. That's 90.7 FM on your dial. And you can also find us on the web at WEHCFM.com or go to EHC, that's Emory Henry College, that EHC, EHC.edu and poke around till you find WEHC and you can find us streaming. So if you're out of town and want to hear my show, you can probably pick me up on your iPhone or whatever smartphone you have. Well, wombat time. I just finished reading a book. It's The Wright Brothers by McCulloch. And it was just a wonderful book. Dedicated men gave their lives to a cause. I mean, they really did invent the airplane. They went at it hard. And they fought their way through a lot of hard things. They did it with their own money and their own time. They had the income from a bicycle shop they ran, which wasn't much, but they really did it without any corporate support or anything else. And there were people out there with corporate support trying to get airplanes in the air, but the Wright brothers were the first. Great book. Well, years ago I wrote a song, and it had a verse in it about the Wright brothers, and so I'm going to sing you my verse. It goes, let's see if I remember how it starts now. It says, how can you reach the stars when you're standing on the ground? Tell me, how did the Wright brothers ever fly? Was it in the inspiration? Was it in the preparation? Was it waiting long enough for the glue to dry? Well, that was my reaction to the Wright brothers. Amazing thing they did. And it took them about 9 years from the time they started working on it to the time they actually got into the air. From another point of view, of course, what was really happening was that engines, motors, gasoline motors, were getting small enough and light enough to allow for an airplane. However, there could have been good gliders long before that, and there weren't. And the Wright brothers essentially pursued the whole glider thing until they got gliders working and then put a motor on it. And they actually, their mechanic, their bicycle mechanic, built the engine from scratch. He got aluminum block and drilled out the pistons and made the pistons. The story was just really amazing, so I recommend that book, The Wright Brothers. That's my wombat for the night. Now, we switch over to Stop Children. What's that sound? Buffalo Springfield's the best person known in this song. My notes say that this version of it was done by a group called CSN. Well, I don't know what CSN is, but this is the song, Stop Children, What's That Sound?
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
That was Stop Children, What's That Sound? And a haunting song. I think it's from the Vietnam era. Well, next up is a song I like a lot. It's called Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. I first heard it maybe 15, 20 years ago, and fell in love with it and just was so caught with it. I took it to a music camp with me and organized a group. We called ourselves the Louisiana Blue Toes, and we performed this song, Baton Rouge, at the night of the campers concert, and I love this thing. Guy Clark is a wonderful musician and an even better songwriter. He was in Bristol a few years ago. I went to see him. He's aging a bit now, but still can turn the room on. And this particular song just has a rhythm and a way of expressing itself that I treasure. And so it's one of my favorites, and it's one of my favorites to perform. The people who perform with me, whenever we meet, we do this song because we all had a good time with it. So this is Baton Rouge by Guy Clark.
I'm gonna leave Texarkana, I'm gone down to Louisiana, I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town, man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Was a Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll get me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Talk that talk, I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna cool my heels in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. And, I'm going to strut my stuff in Baton Rouge. I like the line about going to get me some alligator shoes. I'm going to wear them out. The other line I like a lot is, Texas girl, she broke my heart. Then she tore my truck apart. Gary Clark is from Texas, and there's a line in there about, life is like a cul-de-sac. I'm a Texas boy, and I'm going back. So that's got a lot of stuff in it. Well, we're moving on now to an old song, Cotton Eye Joe. This song, the history, roots date back to well before the Civil War. It was well known then. And it's a fiddle tune. It's also a sung song. A lot of people have done it. This particular group is called Star Sound. And I'm not sure, but I think they may be Swedish. I ought to look them up and study a little more. But I like this version of Cotton Eye Joe. So this is Cotton Eye Joe, an American classic from prior to the Civil War, sung by what I think is a Swedish group.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe by Star Sound. Looked them up a little bit. They may be from Berlin. I'm not sure where the roots are. They're European, but they do quite a job on that. Well, next is truly an American, Farron Young. Farron Young was a honky-tonk singer, country honky-tonk, had a lot of hits. He had a number of hits, but this is probably one of the better-known ones. It's Live Fast, Love Hard, and Die Young. Well, he did live fast, he did love hard, and his name is Young, but he didn't die young, he was 64. And this, here we go with Live Fast, Love Hard, Die Young.
I'm gonna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Don't want slow walking or sad singing, let them have a jubilee. I wanna leave a lot of happy women thinking pretty thoughts of me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy suit, and I really do get around. I got a little black book, and the gals look cute, and I know the name of every spot in town. I wanna find them, fool them, leave them, and let them do the same to me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Wampus cat, let me grab my hat, and baby, come along with me. We're gonna do some fancy stepping, we're really going on a spree. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Now you may not approve of the things I do, but it really don't bother me. But don't ever think you're gonna tie me down, I'm gonna stay foot loose, fancy free. Jump back, make tracks, move out, let them pretty gals and me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
That was Farron Young, Live Fast, Love Hard, Die Young. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love. And each week I play only the things I really love. And each week I usually get to play at least one song that I consider just an all-time favorite. Like tonight it was Landslide. Although Baton Rouge is another one I like a lot. So all of these are songs I liked, but those two are way up there. And next week I'm going to be playing one that is maybe it's fighting for number one in my book. And it's Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. So I'm looking forward to playing that for you. Anyway, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I wish you well. I want to encourage you to do what I ask you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.